President von der Leyen outlined a number of recommendations during her State of the European Union address last week on what could be done to address the energy crisis, including windfall taxes and reductions in consumption of electricity during peak hours. But the Energy Council is going to meet on Friday, and country representatives before then, I gather, on Wednesday. But obviously, countries and governments in EU states are now considering all of those proposals. What is your understanding, Commissioner, about the level of agreement there may be among EU member states on those proposals of President von der Leyen's?
Well, first of all, we've been working on the energy piece since February. So we've already worked on storage. We have already over, I think it's 84% of our stores are full with gas, which is really important going into the winter. We've talked about energy efficiency and ramping up investments. The second phase is now, as you rightly point out, proposals that are widely supported around those companies that are making exceptional profits because of how electricity is priced, and recycling that to vulnerable households and to SMEs and businesses. And member states are very supportive of those measures. They need to implement them, obviously, and see how much they can gain and how that is going to be reused within the member states. On capping the price of gas, there isn't at this point full agreement, but there is a discussion around what would this mean, how would it work. And I think with all of our proposals, we need to have in-depth discussions. But what's very clear is that the electricity market, the energy market, is not working effectively, that we've had this huge uncertainty and therefore fluctuations only in the upward trajectory in many cases around gas because it is being weaponized. And to some extent, we are feeling the effects of a policy that we didn't fully analyze over the previous decades of over-reliance on one supplier that is now a very unreliable supplier. So when it comes to discussions, whether it's in the finance ministries or the energy ministries, there is unanimous agreement that we need to act and act quickly and effectively. The piece where we're still discussing is around the gas price to understand what the consequences might be of capping. But there is no way that we could allow within the European Union the continuation of dramatic increases in prices. And I think the very speech and the actions we've taken have helped the market to steady. And that's really important. The signal we're giving is that we will and have intervened in the marketplace. In my area of financial services, we're now looking at things like benchmarks. We're looking at how we can provide more liquidity into the system, into the energy system, so that there is coverage for these future contracts and for margins. But we have to be very mindful, and it's my role as the commissioner responsible for financial stability, that all of our actions must keep financial stability to the core. We don't want to see a situation where an energy crisis would transmit itself through the financial system. But we do want to ensure that this winter we can cope with the energy pressures and that we can also help those vulnerable families and businesses to survive in these very difficult times. But it does require us to look at energy efficiency, to support a really ramping up of renewables, because that is the future. We will never go back to a place we were last January of over-reliance on Russian fossil fuel. We should never anyway be reliant on fossil fuel when you take our climate targets into account. But in this transition, we know that gas and LNG is key for Europe to get through this winter. And member states have taken a lot of action to have energy security in as much as they can within their member states. So a huge amount of work is going on, and there is quite strong support in the member states for the Commission to take this action at the European level.
And what kind of help could be given to the likes of businesses that are struggling, as you say, vulnerable households are struggling with high electricity bills as well, and numerous other industries? There's, you know, a whole gamut of different types of industries that are now facing very high energy bills. If, for example, there is agreement on windfall taxes on these companies that are making excess revenues from the electricity prices, is there a way to rechannel some of that funding directly to those who really need it?
The whole purpose of these proposals is to make sure that this money from this excessive profit is turned back towards vulnerable households and businesses. But it is up to the member state to decide how exactly that's done and who is targeted. What we are providing for is the instrument So capping for those, the renewables that are making profits beyond what they ever anticipated. We want renewables to make profit because we want more investment, but these are excessive, and that money can be used to cushion the severe blow that is happening both in business and communities. The Commission will not tell member states how to use the money, but we certainly would be guided by the principle of targeting rather than blanket support, so that the money goes to where it is most needed.